How about it for Deanna Bogart and her family and her band? And her band. Thank you.
Thank you. I play the tie tie, and my dad plays the bass tie tie.
Not a sinner. Now you may not agree,
but before you start to criticize,
are you talking about you or me? 'Cause I'm your brother, your friend. I'm so much a part of you. To be the victor, deal with who you are
before you worry about what to do.
I'm right here with you, not against you. It may look like deceit, but I am always on your side, even when we compete. Yeah.
It's a family affair.
Family affair.
be being peaceful. Well, these kind of days don't live. Things will get better tomorrow. At least that's what they say. But when I wake up in the morning, it still looks like today. If I could fly away, I'd fly.
I guess I'll stay.
Help you find your better way. No vacation, no holiday. No, I guess you'll find another day. Can't get in through the front door. Send me around the back. Hard to keep me in peaceful. Stop going on that glass. Just to me. See you in the future. Don't know where I'll be. If I could fly away, I'd fly through the sky.
No holiday. I guess I'll do that another day. Yeah, I guess I'll stay. I'll help you find a better way. No vacation, no holiday. I guess I'll do that another day. Thank you.
young. What's this lady night? Oh, what a night. Oh, what a night. Lady night, and the feeling's right. Yes, it's late at night. Oh, what a night. Oh, what a night.
Funky and Zero. Still funky though. Yeah, buddy. James Brown was funky. Very funky. He didn't get funky and Zero.
That's true.
George Clinton.
Sly Stone.
Pat Boone.
Justin Timberlake.
That's funky though. Check this out though. Let's see. We did 10. We did 7. Oh, here we go. Let's do this. What is it? 11. Young lady, the voice. She gonna put a new twist on an old familiar song. Please welcome the sounds of Sandra Williams.
Thank you, DC. First of all, I want to say I love you guys for making me feel very welcome last year. And I'm back for my second time, so thank you very much. I'm very glad to be here. I'm just going to do my thing for a little while. Y'all want to ride with me? I know.
Big brother here, Reggie, on the guitar, started teaching me to play the bass. Many years ago, I was 2 years old. At the same time, Brother Joseph was 5 years old. Reggie was teaching Joseph at the same time how to play the keyboard. Reggie was only 10 years old at the time. That's why we call him, even to this day, we call him the teacher. That's right. He's been teaching ever since. So right now, we're going to say school is in session. Y'all behave. You don't have to call Joe Clark. School is in session. Put your thinking caps on, your listening ears on. And we're going to pay attention to the teacher right now. This is my big brother right here, the first Wooten brother to walk the planet. Reggie Wooten!
I can thank my brother Vic just for letting me do this. Best little brother anybody could have. Also the knee baby, my brother Joseph, 3 years older than Victor. A lot of y'all don't know what the knee baby is, but some of y'all might know. We'll let you guys explain that later. Anyway, I'd like to thank Victor then for letting me play here. Also like to thank each and every one of y'all. I love each and every one of you all for y'all being here and supporting this. I feel the vibe, so thank you all very, very much for coming out tonight. every day I had the blues, yeah.
Thank you.
Sugarfoot. Roller coaster.
Make her up this morning.
like trees, like stars in a dream. You are the man that brought me to this place, down the elevator street. I sing aloud beneath the summer moon. We are one to the midnight. Thank you. Song for you. Thank you.
got a story to tell you. And this one you can repeat. Man, I saw God the other day. But he was walking down the street. He said, Anthony, I got something to tell you. Something I've been dying to say. You've been waiting for my return. The truth, I never went away.
I don't care if you believe me at all. I know who I saw, and it was God.
And I said, hold on a minute. How do I really know it's you? Her answer kind of surprised me. She said,
you don't, unless you do.
What? Now, I don't know if I'm digging all this, you know. Why is this happening to me? I'm not even a religious kind of guy. He said, you don't have to be. Now, why is God talking to me? Because some of my puzzle pieces are missing. She said,
I speak to everyone, but not everyone chooses to listen.
True, but what about the people I despise? You know, those people I really despise. He said, the answer will be clear when you can see me in their eyes.
I don't care if you believe it all. I know who I saw, and it was God. I saw God the other day. She looked like you, she looked like me. I saw God the other day.
Parting words that day, and I want you to think this through. She said, if I only had one son, then tell me, who are you?
Who are you?
Baby is,
Joe.
You tell me. The knee baby used to be the baby. Used to sit in the mama's lap. Then when the new baby comes along, which happened to be me in this case, there ain't enough room for two babies in the lap, so one of them got to move over to the knee. So, yeah, that's country. There's a few people on that balcony know what I'm talking about. There's a bunch of country folks right there. down there from North Carolina. All my relatives are right up there on that balcony. Why don't y'all say hi to my relatives up there?
That's right. There's a bunch of them too. Might be back just about that whole little balcony back there.
That's right.
I hope the balcony's bumping up that good.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of them.
Thank you all for being here. What do you say, Honor Lord? Hold on. My mom's listening. You got her on the phone? Hey, Mom. Everybody say hi to my mom on the phone. Hey, Mom.
Hey, my mom.
Yeah, I love you.
I love you too.
All right. Yeah, Mom. Yeah, I knew what they were doing. So the knee baby over here on the keyboards. I told you I got four crazy brothers. Y'all thought I was crazy, right? Oh yeah, this is one of them right here. He's been touring around the world playing keys for the Steve Miller Band. Flying like an eagle all the way around the world. We're gonna get him to play a little bit for you right now. How about it for my big brother, Joseph Wooten?
Thank you very much, y'all. I appreciate it. Always got to see how many fans there are out there. All right.
I play my songs in places that only build character. For little love for nobody at all. Play my songs and all they do is stare at you. Daring ya to fall. I sing about my hopes and sadness and my dreams. anxieties. And when I finish, all they do is sit right there. Struggle just to make ends meet. A bill collector every other call, hoping for the day when I'd be on my feet. Yes, one day I'd show them all. And now they know this. Thank you.
Thank you very much, y'all. On the drums, all the way from Muskegon, Michigan, he's a bad man. Put your hands together for Mr. Jericho Watson.
Thank you.
eat it all by myself. Get me a jar of mayonnaise, but keep it up on the shelf. Gonna catch me a bullfrog, kiss him right on the mouth. Take a trip to the North Pole, but I'll get there walking south. Cause it's my life, I can live it anyway. I got mine, you got yours, don't you hear what I say? Cause it's my life, I can do anything I wanna do. I can do this, I can do that. Everybody sing it with me one time. It's my life, that's right. Gonna make me a record and fill it all up with bass. I can add a little keyboards if I want to, but I don't. Make $1 million, keep it all to myself, or give it all to the needy if I will, but I won't. Cause don't you see, it's my life, I can't live it anyway. I got mine, you got yours, don't you hear what I say? Cause it's my life, I can do anything I wanna do. I can do this, I can do that. Everybody sing it with me one time. It's my life, that's right. Drop it from the 13th floor, gonna join the army, but I ain't gonna go to war. Go buy me some kite string, knit myself a dress, take a wood nickel, send it to the IRS. Cause it's my life, I can't live it anyway. I got mine, you got yours, don't you hear what I say? Cause it's my life, I can do anything I wanna do. I can do this, I can do that. I can be white, I can be black. I can be thin, I can be fat. I can be bitter, or I can be fat. Oh, sing it with me one more time. It's my life, that's all.
Make some noise for Victor, y'all. We're gonna see if we can get it back out. There's a lot of cool things about this gig. One of them is I get to play Victor's bass. And you don't. A long time ago, maybe 41 years ago, a very young mother, 17-year-old mother, gave birth to this little knucklehead dude. I guess that's the greatest gift you could give. But shortly after that, she gave him a Christmas gift. And it's probably the second greatest gift she could have given him. She gave him the gift of music. Yeah. And that gift of music has allowed that little knucklehead boy to, you know, tour around the world and meet great friends and have a lot of students, make a living playing bass, and meet his wife playing bass, and I just want to not play anything fast or fancy, but I want to, you know, y'all know what re-gifting is? I want to re-gift my mother. My mother's sitting right up there. I love you, Mom. So I'm going to play for her my favorite Christmas song, and if you guys, we're going to see, we always see how loud you can get. We're going to see how quiet you can get. Back out here. Show him how to do something.
Hey, you can learn from Ember. He did something really cool, and I was like, you gotta show me how to play. Never too big to steal. Thank you.
you very much. One more time for Deanna Bogart and her band.
I'm jacking the microphone again. Guess what, y'all? Yesterday, the Grammy nominations came out. Bela Fleck and the Flecktones were nominated. Well, they were nominated for Best Pop Instrumental. I don't get that one, but... But they were also nominated for Best Jazz Album. Of course, Victor's in the Bela Fleck and the Flecktones. Congratulations, Victor. But also nominated for Best Jazz Album is Mike Stern with Who Let the Cats Out. Victor's playing on that CD. And I do have confirmation, Victor. India Arie's CD was nominated for a Grammy, and Victor's playing on that CD. Three.
If Grammy nominations equaled money, I'd be a rich man. But it sounds good on the resume. It's a cool thing though. You guys know I play with Bela Fleck and the Flecktones. Here's a nice little piece of trivia you might not have known. Bela Fleck holds a record at the Grammys for being nominated in the most different categories, more than anyone else. This young banjo player has been nominated in spoken word, classical, gospel, jazz, contemporary jazz, pop. Yeah, we actually, now hold on a second. we are nominated for Best Pop Instrumental. I don't even think I need to say anything else. For a song called Subterfuge. How many people here know that song? No, you don't. Don't even act like you know that song. You don't. You don't know the song called Subterfuge. But some kind of way it got nominated. I ain't mad at him. I'll take it. Having a fit trying to get this bass in tune. Once again, I want to thank all my relatives and friends for being here. Thank you very, very much. I love you all. Thank you. Trevin, I can still take you in basketball. No doubt. You're taller than me now, but that's it. Lots of friends, and the friends include you all. Thank you very much. We love seeing your smiling faces. Anthony Wellington has a teaching studio called Bassology. And I know a lot of his students is here. Thank you all for being here too. Till next time, we're gonna miss your smiling faces. Keep smiling. Thank you.
Workshops. I did one today. And people for years have been asking me to take these lessons that I learned from Reggie and Joseph. And you know, I tell people this, honor and love, you didn't know this, but at every clinic I do, I tell people that I know some people, that I have some relatives that are more musical than some of the musicians I know. And I don't know anyone who can hear music better than my aunt and Lois up there. And aunt and Lois, she doesn't play a note. She doesn't play anything, but some people can just hear it. And a lot of us, thank you very much. A lot of us musicians, when we first start out and we're playing air guitar, right? We're playing air guitar. Like Anthony says, you never see a kid playing air guitar without a big smile on his face. Always. And we hear music. And then we learn something. We learn something about music, and that blissful air guitar state is gone. I'm so happy my aunt and Lois never learned to play an instrument. Because she can still hear it. She hears it the way you're supposed to hear it, and a lot of us musicians have lost that. Because now we think music. We think music, we think about the right way and the wrong way. And music is just supposed to be played. Like that kid playing air guitar. Just like my aunt and Lois up there. My aunt and Lois can be cooking, but if she hears the right note, she gonna drop them pies. And she just gonna scream. That's how I am right there. So people for years have been asking me to put this information that I learned from all these people, my relatives, my brothers, put it into a book. And I never wanted to do that because books, instruction booklets become rules. And I don't want any rules. I want you to make it up. The electric bass is a little over 50 years old, believe that? It's a young instrument. It's too soon for there to be a right way to play. It's not old enough yet. I want you guys to make up the right way to play. I don't want to tell you what it is. So I didn't want an instruction booklet, but it hit me one day to write the book as fiction. I like fiction. I like fiction because we take fiction lightly. We don't argue over it because we know it isn't true already. But if there's something in the fiction to be learned, we'll learn it. And if you don't learn it, no big deal. We don't argue because it's fiction. Now, I already know I'm going to offend some people, and I apologize already. I apologize. Okay? But here's what I think. I apologize. And I don't like getting into this usually, but I just want to say this. My thoughts on it. And after I say it, we erase it. Okay? But here's what I think. As great as the Bible is, if it were written as fiction and we knew it as fiction, there'd be no more wars. What would we have to argue about? But because we approach it as truth, and I'm not saying it's right or wrong to approach it however you want, but because we approach it as truth, we're not big enough to realize that your truth is different than mine. So when we argue over it, we kill each other. And I don't believe that's why that book was written. So I stayed away from that. My book is fiction. You don't have to like it, and I don't have to defend it. I like that. So anyway, I'm very happy about this book because there's a lot of ideas from my brothers, a lot of musicality in this book, and it's fiction. Did I say that? But we just got this book out. We've just had it from the beginning of this tour. We're very, very happy to have it. I can actually see that it's back there. There's t-shirts. We also have a brand new poster. There's a poster that we've only sold on the website, and for the first time we brought it out here for the tours. It's a band poster that features everyone up here, features even J.D. Blair and MC Divinity, who's not with us tonight for a good reason. MC Divinity, who's always been touring with us for the last 6 or 7 years, is now the new bass player for Beyonce. And when you're back there checking out the, I hear you, Jill. When you're back there checking out that band poster, notice where the pictures are taken from, right? Every one of those pictures are taken right here on this stage. That's right, by a great guy who couldn't be here tonight, Stephen Parks. So check it out. I'm very happy about this band and glad to have their poster here. Check out the book. Hear music the way Anna and Lois hears it. And we'll see you next time, okay? Is that cool with you? Y'all keep it peaceful and keep smiling.
I'll show this your smiling face. Spreading love all over the place. I know that I'll see you again in another day. Until then, I'm gonna miss you.
And that's the truth. Thank you. more thing I want to say. If it's okay for you, I just got one. I promise to keep it short.
Say your piece, brother.
Just one more thing.
What's on your mind, baby?
I might be repeating myself.
Be redundant, brother.
Is that okay?
Redundancy is all.
All right, I'm going to redundant myself then. Check it out.
My name is Victor.
Anthony Wellington.
And the Grammy-nominated Victor Wooten. Give it up, y'all.